How one East Coast city disbanded its whole police department. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. You heard about the new White House incentives for police procedures to get outside accreditation and to encourage mental health, addiction, and homelessness experts to respond with police to emergency calls. Activists have criticized President Trump's executive order yesterday as largely cosmetic. Now to a police department that actually replaced its police force. Nearly a decade ago, the city of Camden, New Jersey, in the face of one of the highest murder rates in the country and a funding crisis, disbanded its force. Some of the officers were hired back to join a new county police force under a new union contract. Louis Capelli Jr. is freeholder director for Camden. That's a way of saying county executive. He managed this transition built largely on listening closely to Camden residents to embrace what's called community policing. Mr. Capelli, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I hear this phrase, community-oriented policing. We had a story out of Europe just the other day about how European police forces are embracing it. But what does it look like in practice, community-oriented policing?
When our new officers hit the street after training, one of the first things they do is knock on doors in the neighborhood where they'll be walking or biking and introduce themselves to residents, hand out a business card, and ask the residents to call them if they ever want to talk, not just in times of trouble, but if there's anything they want to talk about. We have pop-up block parties. We have family movie nights. So it's all about trying to create as much contact as possible between police officers and residents in a positive fashion, not in times of emergency.
Is the current police force now unionized? Because you tore up the old contract when you disbanded the old police force.
Yes, it is unionized. It's actually the same union. The big difference is it's new leadership. The new leadership is much more professional than the prior leadership of the union. They have fully engaged with us with regard to their belief in the community policing model. They work with us. They negotiate hard on behalf of their members, don't get me wrong. But they understand the fiscal circumstances of the city and the absolute necessity to make residents feel safer.
I think it's New Jersey that requires police applicants, people who want to get into the force, to take the civil service exam. What, you found that process, that exam, can hinder efforts to make the police force more diverse?
It absolutely does, because we are a civil service county. That means in order for a police officer to be hired or to be promoted, they have to take the civil service test. That test has been proven to be racially and culturally biased. It is a proven fact that residents of urban areas do not do very well on these tests as compared to folks from suburban areas. So we are in the process of preparing legislation that we hope will be considered by the legislature and by the governor to do away with this test and to give us the ability to hire residents of our city. We are constrained by this civil service process from hiring residents of our own city and from promoting minorities within our own force.
Louis Capelli Jr. is the executive of Camden County, New Jersey. Freeholder director is the way we say it. Mr. Capelli, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Capelli told me complaints about the use of force in the current Camden Police Department have fallen by 95% compared to the old department. Checking financial markets, the 100 share index in London is up 0.7% at the moment. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures here are all up in the 0.5% range.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell, his friends call him Jay, will be talking pandemic economy to Congress again today. Yesterday, he told the Senate Banking Committee there are some signs of stabilization in the economy. And he said again the Fed's intention. He talked about keeping monetary policy as helpful as possible to aid the recovery. But he also said the decline in second quarter economic growth will be the, quote, most severe on record. And he warned of long-term risks for employment and a rising wealth gap. So how's this economy actually doing at the moment? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Retail sales up more than 17%. Small business and consumer confidence up strongly heading into summer. Here's economist Matt Speakman at Zillow.
A lot of the recent headlines have made it seem like things are really good.
Speakman says the economy is starting to turn around after the historic declines of March and April.
But in reality, we have a long way to go.
Consumer spending, manufacturing, business investment are far below pre-pandemic levels. Unemployment's still higher than any time since the Great Depression. And Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics says consumers and business owners still need help.
If policymakers, the Congress administration can't come up with another fiscal rescue package pretty soon, at least by their August recess, I don't think the economy will continue to perform well. Recession risks will rise.
Fed Chair Powell has warned of other risks, continued spread of COVID-19 infections, and a surge in business bankruptcies. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And here's perhaps a glimpse into our sports future. England's huge soccer federation called the Premier League will have a very different feel when the first games since the start of March are played this evening. The team Aston Villa will take on Sheffield United and Manchester City will play Arsenal, but no spectators will be allowed on the grounds. The faces of some fans will be teleported onto jumbotrons at the stadiums and the otherwise empty seats will be laced with banners. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.